Report is on record, that's correct.
Well, my comments originally said good afternoon, but I think I'm going to change it to good evening. And I'm sure that at this point in time, you're getting tired of hearing about Lewis. I'm here to represent the Lewis Scenic and Byway Committee. And to begin, I just wanted to thank all of you for your endorsement of the Lewis Scenic and Byway Corridor Management Plan. We really do thank you for that. I wasn't here when that got done, but it's very much appreciated.
I hate to interrupt, but for the record, we need you to state your name, too. We all know who
I'm
you
sorry,
are, but
I
just so the tape
that.
Picked
I
it up.
I thought you knew.
We do. The tape doesn't, sorry.
Gail Van Gilder.
Thank you.
Chair of the Lewis Scenic and Byway Committee. So the purpose of the Byway Committee is to preserve and enhance the byway character, and that is what we work on doing. We've been working on that since 2009, when the byway was first nominated for designation at the state level. And I just wanted to remind you as to why we've been working so hard on this corridor for so long and why it has gotten so much attention. And to the point of ad nauseum, as the attorney said for the shopping center. But I think it's more than that. The Lewis Scenic and Historic Byway Corridor is a continuous road network that, taken as a whole, captures 378 years of history of the Lewis area and reflects its evolution since 1631. And that's why it's called the first town in the first state. And second, it's as others have mentioned tonight, and I don't want to belabor this, but it is one of the top three destinations for travel and tourism in the state of Delaware, and also a significant economic engine for Sussex County. And it has some of the most outstanding scenic, historic, natural, and recreational resources in the state, and it's attracting at least 1.5 million visitors a year. So we've got a lot of people coming through there, hence why all the concern about traffic. So, we know that this corridor is under extreme pressure of rapid growth, both within the corridor and beyond it, from the greater Lewis area, and what we call background growth. So although the traffic studies that were done earlier that might not have taken into consideration all of that background growth, which has really just grown a lot in the last few years. And all those people, no matter which side of Route 1 you live on, they're all trying to get to the ferry, the park, the state park, the high school. And we're all trying to go down that road to get to these destinations, and not to mention historic downtown Lewis. And we are experiencing failing levels of service today. And so we do need to do something about that. So, and the other question that I like to bring up is that, I know sitting there, you're probably thinking, so what does one 75,000 square foot shopping center have to do with degrading the byway character, and how could that happen? And we do hope very much, going forward, that to work with the developers to make sure that that doesn't happen. And we've certainly begun that process. But the answer to that question is that without corridor-wide planning, and we've talked a lot tonight on and off about a corridor-wide plan, we do ignore the cumulative effects, and we chip away at this corridor piece by piece. And each piece is a contributing factor. And for this reason, we hope that you will support the request by the City of Lewis and the BPW for a master plan of the Townsend properties and also an area-wide plan of the corridor to preserve open space and provide for orderly growth and retain the byway character. And this, I think, is all pretty well laid out in your comp plan. I did find it on the 2008 comp plan on page 12-34, where it talks about the need for sub-area plans. And so I think under there it provides an opportunity to do that sub-area planning, which is needed. And then from there, I just really wanted to, one thing I did want to address that has come up repeatedly before I go into my couple of recommendations here is that the investment level keeps coming up as whether or not it's correct. And this is something we've talked a lot about at the Byway committee meetings because we noticed that as well. And I did work for DENREC in earlier years and was actually, you know, involved in the Livable Delaware, when all of that took place and the investment levels came in so that we were attracting the right type of growth to the specific areas. And I think it's important that we get that right. Because, and when I look back in the previous applications there on this project, previously it was a different investment level area, and it changed over the...
It's one now.
Yeah.
It was two then?
Right. It did change some, not from this application, but from previous applications. Oh. And so somewhere along the way it got changed. Mm-hmm. But if you read the definition, and you can easily look it up. I didn't bring it with me tonight. But if you read the definition of what an investment level one area is, mm-hmm. no way does it bear any resemblance to Kings Highway. And an investment level one area is Route 1 and attracting that type of development. And I think we just need to understand that so we know what we are asking for if we continue down that road. And so I just don't think that that's a good description of that area at all. So, and then we did put together a few recommendations that we would like you to consider. And that one is that there is a Kings Highway, Gills Neck Road master plan that we have worked on with DLDOT. And we would ask that as you go through this process that you include or use those recommendations as a guide. That plan is currently in final draft form and it's scheduled for final approval by the end of September. And I think that DLDOT's here and could confirm that. And that would be an important guide for you to have. And I'm going to give you the draft that I have that is very close to completion. Secondly, should this application be approved and at some point in time the parcel was sold, we would ask that the Kings Highway master plan go with the sale and be continued on with the next owner, because we wouldn't want to go to all this work with DLDOT and agreements that we've been working with the current developer, that certain plan would be followed should road improvements take place there and then have it all go away should the property be sold. Third, we weren't aware of everybody making all these, questions about the traffic study, but we certainly are very much aware of the traffic problems, though, so we would wanted to respectfully request that a new traffic study be done based on current data. And the 2009 agreement between the developer and DLDOT assigns a certain number of improvements to the developer, which people have said have been mostly done. But even though they're mostly done, we're still having a big problem out there. And that's why I think, you're hearing so much about this, is that although they've done a lot, we have a situation there that you can only improve so much. And there's a limited amount of space to make improvements. And if you look at that, there's only a short stretch of property between Dartmouth Drive and, say, the high school, just beyond, where you can actually even add additional capacity in the terms of additional lanes to make it four lanes. Everything else is two lanes. And so, no matter how much we talk about getting more traffic studies and more information and everything else, the situation kind of is what it is, and we're going to have to deal with it as it is. So, and if you, I think it'd be important for you to actually look at the 2009 agreement and the record, if you have that.
Okay. We do, yes.
All right. And the what was actually done. And a number of them were safety improvements, which were needed. Mm-hmm. And but as I say, there's only so much that you can do. So, and then, but because there's only so much that you can do, we are recommending that you look at reducing congestion by asking the developer to consider working on a jitney service that could be included as part of this rezoning that might could be done quickly. You know, it's, we wouldn't have to wait for a road to be built, which there isn't any more funding for right now, and it's going to be years and years before that happens anyway. But as part of the rezoning approval process, we ask that you consider that the developer work with DelDOT and other stakeholders as well in the corridor to initiate and contribute to a local jitney service and to reduce congestion in the Kings Highway corridor. Because we're going to have to manage travel demands and encourage mobility by means other than private auto. The Lewis Bi-Corridor Management Plan identified Kings Highway as having the worst congestion of any of the byway roads and under current conditions with no additional development. So given that even if the master plan that we've worked on is implemented, as I said before, there's only a short stretch that can be widened and congestion will become much worse that cannot be improved. So, and for this reason, we recommend the jitney service. And I was in Cape May just recently for a weekend, and I was so impressed with what they had done there because they had these little jitney vans running all over town, and it was working really well, and people just hopped on and off of them. And it really helped with the moving people around, you know, in a very dense area. So with that, I'm going to submit all the plans and supporting documents that I have here, and I have copies of my remarks for you. And on behalf of the Lewis Scenic and Byway Committee, I again would like to thank you for working with us. And just to say that with your help, we can preserve Lewis as one of the top three travel destinations in the state of Delaware. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Crawford, I think you're next. Or excuse me. Yeah, that's right, Mr. Crawford.
Tell me that.
No, no. After Mr.